Let's identify the storm type divergence value of a storm southwest of the La Crosse, Wisconsin WSR 88D. I've created a four-panel all-tilts base data display. I'll use the Panel Combo Rotate feature to evaluate the data. I begin at the 0.5 degree reflectivity product and move vertically upward until I'm at the updraft summit, which in this case is between 12.5 and 15.6 degrees. I then switch over to velocity to find a suitable elevation slice that samples both the inbound and outbound values. Remember, the storm top divergence signature is shallow, so finding an elevation slice that both samples the storm summit and does not suffer from velocity dealiasing problems is often not possible. I find the 12.5 degree elevation slice meets these two requirements. I turn sampling on and identify an outbound max velocity of 30 knots. The corresponding reflectivity value is 28 dBz, which indicates we are not measuring clear air returns. However, the corresponding spectrum width value of 16.5 knots is a bit high, which places the validity of our velocity measurement at least somewhat in doubt. So let's search some more. I then find an outbound velocity value of 26 knots, which is not much less than the 30 we measured before. The corresponding reflectivity value of 27.5 dBz and a low spectrum width value of 6.8 knots gives me confidence this velocity value is very reliable, so I'll go with it. I then switch back to velocity and identify a maximum inbound velocity value of 94 knots. The corresponding reflectivity value of 54 knots and spectrum width value of 11.6 knots gives me confidence this velocity value is reliable. So, summing these two values provides me with a storm top divergence value of 120 knots, which suggests there is a greater than 50% chance the storm is producing severe quarter-sized hail.